And I'm joined by Grant Davidson. He's director of publicity for the Midwest Old Threshers, and that is coming up next week. It is coming up on September 1st all the way through Labor Day, and it is happening. Actually, it's happening. Actually, your pre-event is happening on Wednesday. That is the 31st. But again, it is Grant Davidson. He's been with me many times before, and again, we're hearing a little bit of music right now from the Bellamy Brothers. They are one of the grandstand acts, and we'll be featuring some of the acts that are on there. But Midwest Old Threshers has been around, again, for a very long time. And, Grant, how long have you been connected to Midwest Old Threshers?
I have been public relations and marketing since 2017. So I've been out here, but I grew up Mount Pleasant and been tendering ever since I was born.
And I've got your website up, and it's a pretty fantastic website because it's got everything and anything you need to know, including a map. I'm looking at your map right here, and it has everything from the North Village all the way down to the train route, the trolley route, any place where the restrooms are, obviously all of the activities they are, and then there's specific activities for each and every day. And again, actually, you really do kind of get, it is your parade on Wednesday that kind of kicks everything off, isn't it?
Yeah, the Wednesday's unofficial, I would say, sixth day of the Old Threshers. Yeah, 3:30, we kick off the Harvest Day Parade, going down Walnut Street and onto Business 34 Washington, all the way down to downtown, and then come back to the grounds. And then that evening, we kick off with the horse bowl in front of the grandstand. So it's we have activities Wednesday, and it's definitely fun to come see, get that gear, a little taste, and then get back here first thing Thursday morning and kick everything off.
The Old Threshers, it is going on Labor Day weekend, but again, you've changed things up from what you used to do. Your grandstand especially used to be something that would be only you had to buy a special ticket for the grandstand. You still have what, VIP tickets for grandstand acts? Is that right?
Yeah. So I think it's back 2007. We changed up how the grandstand operated. It used to be just have purchase admission. You have purchase admission to get in the grounds, and then you have purchase a ticket to go see the concert. Well, we started including that with your gate admission into the grounds. But we do have certain seats other than grandstand that you can buy that extra $10 seat. So, you know, you have a seat, you can come show up at 8 o'clock and you can come sit down, but not everything else is free game. Come, if there's not a seat, you bring a lawn chair, you can sit along the side and enjoy every night's concert on Thursday through Sunday.
And again, you've got Country Gold, the Bellamy Brothers, and you also have, you got some new acts that are making some big noise right now, including, this is Maddie and Tay and A Girl in a Country Song. That's a Friday night, if I'm right. Is that right? Is that Friday night or Saturday night?
They are Saturday night.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold in these painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day? Yeah, baby. I hear you over there on your tailgate.
And again, we're talking with Grant Davidson. Grant, if you VIP seating, those are limited, though, are they not?
Yes, they are. And actually, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, the reserve seats are all sold out.
Okay.
We do still have some left for Thursday night, but the entertainers have to have so many seats that they want to purchase. And if they don't want to use them, they'll go to the box office that opens at 4 o'clock behind the grandstand. So if there's any left that they don't want, they'll go up for sale. You can catch a snag, maybe a couple of them. If not, like I said, the concert's included. So find an empty seat in the grandstand that's painted red, or anything down on the track is all free game. Come watch the concerts.
Enjoy, yeah, enjoy the concert. Yeah, again, we mentioned Country Gold, Bellamy Brothers, and Maddie and Tay. And, of course, this is another big artist right now having some success. He's Russell Dickerson. And Russell is
Touching down from a 6-night honeymoon, sun-kissed kiss, still drunk on love, went from all-inclusive margaritas in Malibu to praying we could pay rent this month.
And I think probably the biggest thing about Midwest Old Threshers is one ticket for the whole nine yards, or the whole weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What is one ticket? You can get a ticket. The gate ticket is what for that, Grant?
So you get the multi-day admission, which is $35. And like you said, that gets you every 5 days. And also gets you Wednesday come in for the horse bowl that evening. So it's a great deal, that. If not, you're just thinking coming one day. One-day admission is $15. Or, okay, I can come only on Labor Day. We're open till 3 o'clock with some of our activities up till then. One-day admission is just $10.
Okay, but it is, and again, I'm looking at your website. Your website is, you guess, it's oldthreshers.org, www.oldthreshers.org, and it has all of the things you need to know about everything that there is. What is your favorite part, if there is a favorite part, of the daily outside the grounds? Is it the gunfight there's a nightclub, not a nightclub. There's a a showgirl and a dance party place too. What is the name of that?
The OT Saloon Girls up there in the Golden Slipper Saloon.
Okay, the Golden Slipper. I knew it was around here. But and you do your cavalcade of power. Do you still do that at noon?
Yep, we still do, as long as Mother Nature's on our side. But I've been kind of sneaking a peek of what the weather's predicting, and it looks great. And so we'll kick that off every day at noon.
And again, that's every day at noon. And again, there's the grounds themselves. There's everything from the North Village. You've got a throwback to an earlier era. You can find all kinds of things that were done in the old days, and I'm talking real old days, right?
Yeah, down Log Village, you drive one of the streetcars down there. We call our hidden gem down there because a lot of people forget about it because it's off the showground. But yeah, they're taking place of pioneer life back like in 1860. So they're dressed to the part down there. They're told to not bring their cell phones, so they hide them very well down there when they come and participate down there. But yeah, they wear the wool pants, the wool, yeah. And some years the reunion's nice and hot, and I don't know how they do it down there, but they fit the part and they reenact how pioneer life was. And it's just crazy how much time has changed over the years.
It has indeed. Midwest Old Threshers. What was the very first year for the Threshers?
The first Old Threshers reunion was September 20th and 21st in 1950.
Wow. So, again, it has been around a long time. What's that? This would be, what, 72 years? Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we've been going ever since, and except that a couple years ago, that nastiness. But, yeah, it's just crazy how much has changed. Like I said, September 2021st, that was 2 days, and that was later on in September. It wasn't until the 60s when we started tapping onto that Labor Day and went to 5 days. It's grown tremendously since those early days.
Well, now you've been around the block a few times. So what if there's one thing or so that people love to do? I mean, I'm betting people love to ride the train. They love to ride the trolley. What is their favorite thing on the actual grounds other than watching that cavalcade of power? What do you think if you had to pick something that you get the most ahs and oohs from, what would that be?
Ooh, well, during the day, I would say probably the gunslingers and riding the train, maybe get the train robbery. Evening time after the concert, going over and watching the spark show with the steam engines and putting sawdust in there and throwing it up, and it looks like little shoots of embers and fires going up out of the smokestack. I would say that's pretty cool. My definitely favorite is always the food out here.
Yeah. You know, the food.
I'm a food lover, and this is the place to come eat.
But your food is different. It's different. Midwest Old Threshers food is different from the other places, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. We try to stay with the home cook local churches and civic groups out here. We have a couple food wagons, but they have a tie to us, or they're within our county. So we try to stay that home cooked kind of food out here, and it's a great comfort food.
It is, and it is. It's anything and everything, because you've got all these organizations, local organizations, providing the food, homemade food, and lots of it, and lots of great taste, and it's all going on again. The pre-event is Wednesday. That is the 31st. A official event opens on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you do have a Monday. So it's a Labor Day weekend festival that has been going on for 72 years, and it is something special. Again, $35 for the whole nine yards. That's your gate admission for the whole festival, and $15 is it per day? Is that right?
Yep.
And again, lots of great entertainment, great fun. Midwest Old Threshers, Grant Davidson, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much.